AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. You can post your products, services, events, motivation, inspirational, frustrations, political views. In this group, it is for you to make your comments and thoughts known. Ladies out there, men will not be allowed to join the group. But if you go out there, this little button out there says requesting a join, we'll let you in there. And you can have a good time with the rest of the women that are in the group. If you want to connect with me directly, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions, comments, or shows that you might want to, or topics you might want to hear me talk about. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business growth and entrepreneurship growth and in professional growth and all of that. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. You cannot escape the responsibility of tomorrow by evading it today. You cannot escape. We try to escape, but you cannot escape the responsibility of tomorrow by evading it today. That is Abraham Lincoln. And we're going to tie that into growing businesses and developing it in the right way and doing things that you probably should be doing today so you can accomplish those goals. Here's my On the Edge Power question tonight. Do you know how to use other people's money, OPM, to start, develop, and grow your business? And what's interesting about this is that this is not just about startups. There are small businesses that are in business that have been in business for 20 years, 25 years, and struggling, still living paycheck to paycheck. And there's a real right strategy around achieving the things that you need to achieve within your business to have higher levels of growth. And one of those ways is OPM. OPM. It happens a lot in real estate. In fact, my guest in the studio tonight is a real estate guru, expert, broker. And, you know, real estate uses other people's money all day long. Unless you're just buying straight out, you know, you're using other people's money. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and get into how to really take your business, or whether it's a startup, and it really doesn't matter where you're at in that process. I want to give you some facts. I don't know if they're fun facts, but they are facts from the Small Business Administration. And the value of small businesses and the seriousness of getting into business. Getting into business is more than you having a light bulb go off above your head. And it's like, oh, I want to, you know, I'm great at basket weaving, so I'm going to start a business. Well, that's great that you're great at basket weaving, but the truth of the matter is infrastructure and having a plan and developing your business the right way, whether it's technology, whether it's selling some sort of manufactured product, there's much more to it. What I do love and subscribe to is that small businesses are still the backbone of the United States of America. It is the backbone. Small business, small companies is why this company, and I always think of America as a company. It really is in a kind of weird kind of way, because it has operations to it. And the way that those operations work, at least our part as small business owners, is that we do our business right. So this is some of the facts that SBA says. Small businesses comprise what share of the U.S. economy? So 99.7% of U.S. employer firms.
97.7.
99.7%. I have Frank Kinsella here in the studio with me. And he's also, in fact, is a
SBDC advisor.
SBDC advisor. Yes, yes. So we're going to talk a little bit with him and share some of these resources that's out there. But 63% of net new private sector jobs, small businesses, 48.5% of private sector employment, 42% of private sector payroll, 46% of private sector output, 37% of high-tech employment, 98% of firms exporting goods, and 33% of exporting value. Those are small businesses. So getting it right is important. And I've said this before, I don't know that it's the best thing for every, you know, if you have an idea that you're going to go and just start a business and not really understand the value of that, and you get into it and it's like, oh, I don't really want to do it. You know, sometimes you might need to partner with someone or work for a company that is producing what you enjoy and love doing and be great at that and climb up that corporate ladder, because businesses are birth and then businesses die. And when the SBA is telling me that 10 to 12% of businesses are dying each year, it's telling me that a part of this percentage is, and this might sound a little harsh, you should never go into business. Don't do it. It's like, well, at least it's off my bucket list. Well, you probably could have saved you some money and went to Hawaii on that, you know, that venture. I'm just saying. So in 2011, and this is the most recent, March 24, 2014, is this most recent facts, and you can get this on SBA's website. I'm looking right at it. Deaths in 2011, business deaths across the United States, 470,736.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot of, and I'm telling you, part of this is some people just don't need to go into business. Now, having said that, and I think that that's a small percentage, but I think, Frank, the bigger percentage is businesses are not, people are going into business and they're not, they don't have that infrastructure, or they've been in business for many years and they never went back to really get that foundation strong. It's like building a skyscraper and not putting the foundation in and expecting it to stand throughout all eternity. And it's not, because of a really good wind, a really good break in the economy, that it breaks down, then it's probably going to blow you out of business.
Well, one of the important things that usually, if you want to start a business, is to do your research to see if it's something that the people need, whether it's service or food or technology, it doesn't really matter. Sure. But it's one of those things that you need to find out if people really need that service that you're going to be providing. And then from that, if it seems to be that people want your services that you're going to be providing, you need to make a plan how to start it, what finances do you need. And it's just a whole plan that's got to be put together to make sure it works and you'll be successful.
Well, I don't know if you'll be successful. I think that that's a very simple way of putting it, but for the most part, if you want to realize some real successes, you want to have the basics done, and that's what you're saying, and so I can appreciate that, you know, and you know, with when I look at these numbers here on, you know, with SBA, they want to see some successes, you know, in SBA and SBDC and these different organizations, these business owner spaces and small business advocates that you can find in your cities, the goal is to get you successful. Why? Because it helps the economy, the local economy, thrive. If the local economy thrives, the city thrives, and so on. It's that kind of idea. But you do have to do your homework so often. And unfortunately, Frank, sometimes it's, I lost my job and I just got to get it. I just got to do something. And a lot of great businesses have started that way. You know, you get kind of thrown into the frying pan and you have to see whether or not you can build something from there. In fact, that's kind of how I originally got started, in business many years ago.
Well, that is a great idea, because if you have a passion, a desire on something that you like to do, or you lost your job and you need to do something, sometimes the best way to do is, well, I start my own company with what I was doing before, but you have the experience. So the only thing you would need is, how do I get from A to Z? How can I get the help necessary to make sure I have the right plan, the right finances, to hopefully I'll be successful at the end of the day? If you don't put anything in place, it's going to be very difficult, because you don't have the finances in place, you don't have a business plan in place, and it's going to make it very difficult. So the first step will be find out what you desire, what you're good at, and then do your homework and put everything in place to hopefully you're not the 10% that fails at the end of the year.
Right, right. You know, the survival rate here, according to SBA, about half of all, and we've heard this over the years, about half of all new establishments survive 5 years. And I go 5 to 7 years or more, 5 to 7 years, and about one third survive 10 years or more. Now, when you hit the 10-year mark, here's the beauty. When you hit the 10-year mark, the thought is, the intellectual thought in terms of businesses staying in business increases. And so, which means that you have that shot at being in business for the long haul. But this is what I would say. Those that, and I've worked with so many businesses that have been in business for 20 years, 15 years, 25 years, and small businesses that have a pretty good income, annual income, but that infrastructure, they're still kind of like that hamster on the hamster wheel. You know, I'm still, you know, I'm the CEO and I'm still, you know, I'm still doing everything in the company, or I'm doing a lot of things in the company, rather than doing what CEOs do. CEOs build. CEOs are thinking about what new products and services, and what can we modify? What can we improve upon? And so when you're doing that, it makes it difficult. I had someone tell me, I've been a business owner, and they were proudly saying this, I've been a business owner for 25 years. And they're kind of a little bit of a know-it-all. So it's hard to really help people that know it all. And I'm thinking, but you're struggling. You're the stuff that you're doing, you should have been a multimillionaire, like, you know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And you're doing these hodgepodge businesses and not focused on. And that can be a problem. That, in fact, could be a problem. It is a problem when you hodgepodge your business, and you're not staying too true to your core competencies or expanding on what you're trying to do. You're going to get on these bunny trails, and you can be in business for 50 years and you will never realize true success in business. We're going to go to a break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Got my producer doing the wave. We used to call it the snake. He's doing his thing in the booth back there. You know, that was one of my favorite songs back in the day. That song actually was dedicated to me and a couple of my friends. So thanks for bringing back that really cool memory. We're talking about really making your business work and really doing the grunt work, the stuff that you don't feel like doing. That's the stuff that you need to do to make your business successful. You know, I love doing what I do. As a business coach, as a speaker, as a producer, director, all of those things are great. However, if I don't do what it takes to keep me in business, none of that stuff matters. It just doesn't. What's interesting, I want to share some other stats with you from Small Business Administration, and then Frank and I are going to get into some helpful tools and resources, OPM. And I know you want me to get to OPM like at the top of the show, but Eat your peas. Eat your vegetables. I mean, everyone wants dessert. I love dessert. But you can't have dessert all the time. If you don't eat your peas, you're not going to, you know, build the muscles you want. Don't, you know, you're not going to, you know, you can live long and unhealthy, or you can live long and healthy as a business. And so small business shares, I think this is, these are some interesting stats. Home-based businesses make up 52% of the business shares. Franchise businesses, only 2%. And what's interesting about franchise businesses, Frank, is that they're proven business models. We know that they work.
Yes, they do.
Okay. So, and that's only 2%, but you have to qualify and you have to have the money and resources, but they work. Sole proprietorships make up 72.1% of business shares. Blows my mind. Sort of. And I'll show you why. Corporations, small business corporations, make up 18.5%. I'd really love to see that change. I'd really love to see 70% corporations and a lower number of sole proprietorships. And the reason I say that is because as you're growing as a corporation, you're hiring, you're making jobs, you're creating jobs for more and more people. Employer businesses make up 20%, 20.1%. That's not a lot. And you may not start out with an employee. You might be the only, like my intern. My intern is just comedy. These millennials, I mean, they say things. It's like, you know, you have to do like Scooby-Doo, like, what did you, you know? And this is what he tells me. He says, Margaret, I don't want to have a job. I don't want to work. He says, I want to do what you do. I'm like, just, you do know that entrepreneurship is like the hardest job on the planet. You know, you're not just creating a job for yourself. You're trying to create a job for other people. You're trying to provide. And I'm like, you don't want to eat. So just go and you know, get a cart and start pushing that down the street, because that's what you're telling me. Now, the final stat on here is non-employer businesses without employees, 79.9%. And I think that this can change. Even when you start out as a sole proprietorship, you know, you want to have in mind, first of all, decide on how big you want to grow. And then from that perspective, you know, from a sole proprietorship to a corporation, you know, how are you going to get your employees? And if you don't do a plan, like Frank was saying, you can't even plan to hire people because you don't have a plan to decide on how many people you need, what are they going to be doing, you know, all of these different things that you can find inside of a business plan.
That is the difficult thing, to set up and really work on your plan, because you do need help. Try to do it all by yourself, it doesn't really work. And most of businesses that they have no employees at all, that's where they have the difficult time, because they never have the time to step back and see what they need to do. They're just like going. Like you said earlier, you're running, but you're not getting anywhere.
Right. You ever see a hamster on a hamster wheel? And it's like, where's that little guy going? Because he is on that wheel for hours. We had a hamster, and just to give him something to do, I started adding to the cage. He had a better house than I did, but at least he didn't have to be on that hamster wheel. He could go and build his little pile of homes in different places. So he had a little home, you know, that was at the top of the, you know, cage, and one at the bottom, you know. So at least the hamster's doing something once he gets off that hamster wheel. But the truth of the matter is, and we're kind of joking a little bit about business. The point is you have to do the hard work, and we're going to talk about that when we come back from our break. But doing this stuff, having these kind of conversations, and since the reality is you're going to have to do the hard work. If you want to get in the Super Bowl, you got to get into training, and you got to make sure that you're doing stuff off season and during your training time to get into that end zone. And so that you have to do that in business. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yeah, you wanna know? Act just like you know.
Welcome back to Business of the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Oh, we got such a cool flow going here tonight. So let's get into some of the dessert. We've you know, continue to say the same thing. We're like parents, you know, when your kids are growing up and you're like, you have to tell them to do something like 5 times, you know, in like 5 minutes. You're like, why do you keep saying the same thing? Because you're not changing your behavior. Change your behavior. We'll talk about something else. Now, I mentioned earlier that Frank is a Small Business Development Center business, certified business advisor. And there are resources that you can get a hold of that won't cost you a dime. Now, I want to make a profit, you know, as a business coach, but use the resources out there that you have. And when you need a business coach and you need a business professional to do some things at another level that maybe, and this is, you know, with Business on the Edge, we always say we pick up where they leave off so we can move some other things forward for you. Now, I'd like to announce, and because of networking, smart networking, Frank and I met a few years back at an event I did with, at the time, Councilmember Canson Chu. He is now Assemblymember Canson Chu for District 25 here in California. I am now a certified, as of yesterday, Small Business Development Center.
Well, business. Congratulations.
Yeah, certified advisor. So that's really cool. So I appreciate that, you know, when you network, and I'm going to say this, for those of you that complain about going to a networking event and seeing the same people, quit going because you're a bad seed. You don't understand networking. And you're like, you always want to meet the new face because you didn't close on the last 10 people that you met at that networking event that you now see the same 10 people at those other networking events. Your thinking about networking is so wrong. When bar charts tells us that one person has 250 contacts, connections that you can possibly connect with. And so until you do that, Frank and I go back and forth. We in terms of how many people we've connected one another with over the years, over the last few years that we've known each other, we have had some successes. In fact, him knowing me has put you on air. How about that?
Well, see, great.
That doesn't hurt.
That's a great advantage.
That's an advantage.
And it has worked out really well.
And you're
right. Go on networking events. It is to make the connections and build a relationship. It's not just go once and talk to one person and expect everything to flow in place.
Right.
It takes time to build a relationship.
Right. And build business and do those are the parts. Those are the things that build your business is smart networking. Now, when I go to networking events, I don't try to speak to everyone in the room or whenever I'm, you know, because I'm strategizing on, you know, the best connection. So that way there can be a win-win, a benefit for everyone. So here are some resources. Small Business Development Center. I'm so excited about being certified with them, becoming one of their advisors. I think this is a great connection between Business on the Edge and SBDC and also some of the trainings that are available. But Frank and I are both certified within the district of Santa Clara County. And so if you are in the Santa Clara County, you can access us specifically. If you're not, the way that you get connected with the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, that allows you to, and I'll read, start, grow, and thrive. And I'm talking about resources from entrepreneurship, resources to advising that you do not have to pay for. They're gonna take care of that for you. They're not going to do the work for you, the advisors. We're not going to do the work for you. We're going to advise, coach, and consult so you can, you know, increase your sales, so you can get your business plans done, so you can get finances, so you can get all of these different things that you're saying, I need finances. That's like the number one, you know, thing that I hear. And I'll say, do you have a business plan? Well, no, Frank, I don't have a business plan.
That's the first thing that they will need. It's a business plan, their financial plans that they need to have to see if they will qualify. That's the first and most important, you know, help that they need really to get their business plan.
Right.
If they want to get finances to increase, save their business, hire more people to do the production that they need to do, and they need to get to the bank. The bank wants to see a business plan.
Oh, they're going to want to see a business plan. Please, venture capitalists, even if you're not going to a bank, they want to see a business plan. They want to see that you thought out something. And the best way to build a plan, first of all, is understanding your business model. You have to build a business model. Your business model, your business plan is a result of your business model. But some of the things that you can get from the SBDC, and this is around the nation because you can connect with your small business administration office around the nation. So if you're not in California and you're listening to the show and you're in Illinois or you're in Atlanta or you're in New York or you're Texas, Chicago, you can get connected with resources, and all you have to do is, you know, go online to, you know, www.sba.gov, and you can look up the regional offices, the district offices, and get connected and start, you know, moving forward. And what's great, and Frank, I don't know that you know this. Oh, you know this. I just did a class, taught a class at the Small Business Administration in San Francisco, and you can get many, many free classes. Some of the classes you do have to pay a little bit for, but they're really making things accessible, business classes, resources, advisors, seasoned. These advisors that they're bringing on board, there was a group in my certification class, and these are seasoned, most of the people in there were seasoned people in terms of advising. You know, they have some young people in there because they're helping in other ways because they're students and all of that, but they're seasoned.
Well, most of us been in business before, and that's one of the reasons why we get to advise other people, because we have the experience and the knowledge that sure. what it takes to build a business.
Absolutely. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
I could do this all night. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about your business, getting connected to the right resources. So if you're in some other, and we're talking about getting connected to the Small Business Administration and the Small Business Development Center, lots of resources, lots of training classes. In fact, I'm looking at a little pamphlet I think, Frank, is really cool, that's put out by the SBDC, Northern California Network. And Frank and I are connected to the Silicon Valley Satellite and Hispanic Satellite Small Business Development Center. So this is a cool little pamphlet that they have out. And when you open it up, it has a list of classes that you can take to build a better business. And these are free. These are free classes. These are free classes. And get connected and do, you know, do the things that you need to do in your business, you know, like, and it's more, when we say business plan, you may not be able to write a business plan. And this is what I shared in the training class. And I said, we can tell people that they need to build a business plan, but that's not that, that's technical writing with a mix of creative writing. Especially if you're looking to get a loan, you better be able to creatively write. And the technical writing being, make sure that you're being clear and reasonable, realistic on your numbers and your projections, especially if you're starting a business and you have not really done anything. You know, if you have and you have an ongoing business and you actually are putting your business plan together, you know, you have your tax records that's going to show what you've actually done and then what you'd like to do. But getting a loan or getting money funding for your business doesn't mean that what happens, Frank, I think small businesses get a little scared of getting loans, or loan avert is what I would call it, because they don't know how they're going to pay it back. But you don't know how you're going to pay it back because you don't have a plan that tells you how you're going to pay it back.
I think that's the problem, is that most of them don't really have the plan in place. So they don't know if the bank will give them the loan. And not every bank will do SBA loans, but that's why one of the reasons why we are around, so we can help them and guide them and take them to the banks that do actually do the SBA loans and help them with all the, you know, from A to Z, basically, to get to that place where they can go and apply for the loan.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all our, like you mentioned, all our services are free. Right. We don't charge for assisting them to right. get to their place, so, you know, getting a loan.
Right. Now, you have to do some of the heavy lifting Actually, you're going to have to do most of the heavy lifting under the guise and instruction of the advisors. So often, business owners want you to do it all for them, write the plan, do this, do this. And I think that there's some cases where you're going to have to assist a little bit more in writing plans because they just don't know how to do it. And so that was something that I brought up. So there's this really nice balance that SBDC and SBA has put together so that you can be successful. Doing nothing and hoping that you fall into success is not by accident. Success is absolutely not by accident. It is planned. It is prepared. It is well thought out for you to be successful in your business and long-term success. What do you want to happen for in your business in the next 6 months, year, 18 months? And because the economy is getting better, you want to think about those things because you can have some immediate results using tracking programs like this, kind of like our On the Edge, our small business smart KPI program at Business on the Edge. And that allows you to track. And so with SBDC, the difference between me and SBDC is that you get it free. And I would encourage you to connect with Frank or myself. You can email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. If you are in the Santa Clara County, contact me. Send me information that you want to, get some business advice. And, Frank has some expertise in finances and just various areas. And so either one of us, Frank, you want to give your contact information
sure.
out?
My phone number is 408-821-1291. My email address is fccrealty@gmail.com.
Frank has this whole arsenal or ecosystem of financial institutions because real estate. So that blend and making sure that you negotiate rates well. Frank can help with that as well. And so we want you to be successful. We're going to be right back in just a moment. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Beery's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to wrap up here. But again, if you want to use other people's money to move your business forward, whatever stage it's in, if you've been in business for 15 years, 20 years, and you need some support, you need some help, you need some guidance on maybe some things that needs to happen in your infrastructure, connect with your local SBA throughout the United States. And again, you can go to SBA.com. Excuse me, not .com, .gov. We get so used to saying .com, but go to www.sba.gov, and you can look up that regional list. You can look up where your SBA centers are, and they'll have SBDCs connected to them, and also they have the Women's Business Centers as well. So check that out. Check out where those resources you're at and find out what is available to you. In fact, I'm looking at the Small Business Development Centers around the United States in Alabama, in several in Alabama, North Alabama, Jacksonville, Arizona, in fact, American Samoa College. There's an SBDC, Alaska. And, you can just go through, of course, California, we have. We're all, all over the place in California. But my point is that take some time. It's Friday night. Florida's saturated with SBDCs. Wow. But the thing is that you don't know what's available to you unless you go out there and check it out. Go to SBA office and just, if you just go and pick up their brochures and pamphlets and booklets, you're going to get a lot of, great information, free information, how to build business plans. In fact, on the SBA.gov's website, they have a tool that you can go through a step-by-step process and work with an advisor so you can write your plan. And this puts you in a position to It's a roadmap for your business. It's not just about getting funding, but it first and foremost should be the roadmap to your business. But it can also put you in a position to become qualified to have your business regulated with the state and with the counties and for different types of opportunities to get government contracts and things like that. You can get, you know, traditional funding, not just SBA funding. You might qualify for a conventional loan, and that's fantastic. But maybe you want to go to a venture capitalist. Maybe you want to get some private lending. The thing is someone wants to see, anyone who is going to give you money is going to want to see something. But the one thing is that your business plan allows you to function in your business healthy, so you're not struggling all the time.
It is very important to have the plan because it gives you a roadmap on what you need to do. And every now and then when you step back and look at it, it puts you back on track of what you might have just sidetracked for a little bit, put you back on track and get you back on the map that you should be. So it is very important to have that. And,
sure.
And if you need to go and get any financials, you will need a business plan, your personal financials to see what it is. And then whatever the business might be, you have to have some knowledge how the whole thing works.
Right, right.
You need to have some facts.
Right. And here's the thing is you can have multiple advisors. And again, it's free to you, but it's not really free service. The SBDC and these guys are contracting advisors to do this. But I'm letting you know that this resource is there and you can put your money in your pocket, put it towards something else in your business, and use the advisors that are in your regions. And those that are in Santa Clara, contact us on the edge at businessontheedge.biz and we'll get you connected. $12 million out there in the Santa Clara County that they're trying to get to a small business. Be that small business. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.